This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for Aviation Consumer and AvWeb. We're speaking to Jonathan Doolittle, who is owner and principal of Sutton James Insurance in the Insurance City, Hartford, Connecticut. Thanks for being with us, John. So we've had the big AIG meltdown, which was in the news about 3 weeks ago. They now have a bailout package. A lot of aircraft owners have AIG insurance, and a lot of them are worried. The question is, from your point of view, should they, and what should they do about it?
There's two approaches. First of all, AIG does insure more light airplanes and helicopters probably than any other underwriter in the country. In the immediate sense, I don't think there's any great concern. AIG's insurance companies, unlike its parent company, have adequate reserves, are carefully regulated by the individual states where the companies are domiciled, and are underwriting quite profitably according to the company and according to state insurance regulator.
We should point out that the insurance segment is an entirely different division from the investment and securities.
Right, and all the headline stuff that we read about took place outside of the insurance part of the company, took part in the holding company. A lot of it had to do with a small London branch called their financial services group that was involved in basically in credit default swaps, which are derivative instruments where the company agrees to guarantee the value of a security. And unlike insurance, these transactions aren't regulated and there are not strict reserve requirements. And so when these things head south, a lot of times what will happen is they become cash calls. And in a huge situation like the mortgage-backed securities meltdown, these things all go at once and nobody's got the money to meet their calls, including AIG.
Most of these bank failures and these investment house failures have caught investors and everyone else by surprise, which leads to the next question. How can we be assured that the financial reporting we see on the AIG insurance segment is accurate enough to judge its solvency?
We sort of have to look to the insurance commissioners of each state. One of the odd things about insurance as opposed to aviation is that it is state regulated. So even these huge multinational insurance companies have to toe the line in the state where their company is domiciled. And AIG has six or eight member pool companies that we use in aviation. And so the one that's domiciled in Pennsylvania has to report to the Pennsylvania Insurance Department, and New York has to report to New York and so forth. And so we're really looking at each state insurance department for auditing and accuracy, and they are pretty strict about it for the most part.
And you've got several of them looking at it, so it's not just one entity like the SEC, for example.
That's right. And they there are three or four in this case, and all of them agree that the insurance assets of AIG are doing fine.
Is there any assurance that the trouble that the mother company is having won't drag down the insurance segment? Is there a firewall between them, do you know?
There's a firewall in that it's not legal for them to take assets directly from the insurance entities and use them for other purposes. Part of the maneuvering before the bailout was exactly that, AIG's parent company going to the New York Department of Insurance and the SEC and saying, can we borrow against certain collateral that we have in our insurance companies? And grudgingly, the SEC and the New York Department of Insurance did allow them to do that. They ultimately didn't opt to do it because of the bailout. But in most cases, while there is no firewall per se, you're not going to see them stealing from Peter to pay Paul.
One thing that has happened, which you mentioned earlier, is that some customers have gone into panic mode and have called to ask about AIG insurance and the reliability of it, or when they've come up for renewal, they've gone on to other companies because they're worried about the risk. But by the sounds of it, the risk is not very great and maybe almost non-existent. Is that the right way to look at it?
That's right. I think the risk is one of it's really just an imaginary thing. There really is no risk other than the fact that if enough people choose not to renew with AIG, especially higher quality clients, AIG's book of business next year is going to be less profitable than it is now. And I think over time, that may pose a big problem for them. I think they have a brand that's more or less poison in that they have to get away from.
But the poison is from the holding company, not the insurance company itself.
Correct. There's absolutely nothing wrong at the moment with the insurance companies or their reserves or their willingness to pay claims. Or
any chance that that insurance segment could be spun off and renamed?
Yeah, I suspect that that's what will happen. Although, what AIG is such a big, diverse company, having everything from the City of London Airport to international aircraft lease and finance to the insurance companies, there's no telling really what they'll sell. It'll depend a little bit on what they can raise the most money with versus what's bringing in the most money. And I think we're going to have to wait a little while to see how things shake out.
But from your point of view as a broker, you have no reservations about writing to AIG and recommending them to clients at this point?
What we're saying to our clients is there are options, and if you're uncomfortable with AIG, here are some other companies, but we don't recommend somebody who's been with AIG for 10 years and built up a history necessarily move. And I think that I'm speaking for most of the people in our business when I say that.
Okay. Now, last question. The other company could be confused with AIG is USAIG, but entirely separate company, not related.
Not related. USAIG stands for the United States Aircraft Insurance Group, whereas AIG stands for the American International Group. And AIG didn't have a domestic aviation wing until about 15 years ago, whereas USAIG has been around for 80 years this year.
All right, John. Well, thanks very much for the update.
Paul, thanks again.
We've been talking to Jonathan Doolittle of Sutton James Insurance in Hartford, Connecticut. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.